Some of you might remember this BBC report when the loyalist killer Michael Stone attacked Stormont in a bid to assassinate the Sinn Féin leaders, Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness.
Terror at the doors of democracy. The Milltown killer Michael Stone breaching Stormont like he once did an IRA funeral.
It's not safe, guys. Well, there is fresh controversy this morning over the revelation that Stone opened a sale of his artwork while on temporary release from prison. Among those in attendance were the former DUP MLA, Sammy Douglas, the DUP councillor, George Dorian, and the Grand Secretary of the Orange Order, Mervyn Gibson. The BBC's investigations correspondent, Kevin McGee, broke the story. He's with us this morning. So what do we know, Kevin? When and where did this happen?
Yeah, Stephen, when the exhibition was held on in the Reach premises on the Newton Orange Road in East Belfast, it was opened by Michael Stone on the 9th of July, so he was obviously out on temporary release on the 9th. The exhibition ran then for 2 days, the 10th and the 11th, and I think it was strategically planned in the run-up to the 12th because there may have been visiting Orange men and women in the locality, and they would have been able to go into the exhibition and have a look at the paintings. Some were sold. They varied in price. The smaller ones, I understand, were £150 each, and the bigger ones were more expensive. There were 24 on exhibition. And interestingly, and I have the brochure here from the exhibition, it was billed as an exhibition by Michael and Karen Stone. Karen Stone being Michael Stone's wife. They were married in prison about 2 years ago. So there's a whole variety and collection of the paintings. There's one there, for example, which is of a hand grenade with a little symbol, a peace symbol, where the pin might be. And the name of that in the exhibition was Keep the Pin In. So 24, and the exhibition then ran for 2 days.
He painted a grenade. Keep the Pin In was the...
Yeah, that's the title of that particular painting. Every painting has a name, unsinkable, not just a pretty face, no bones, meltdown, etc., etc. So, I mean, it was, for all intents and purposes, like a regular exhibition that you'd see anywhere.
Why was Stone out of jail?
Well, it is complex in terms of all the way that his sentencing has worked. But to summarise it, it's now 30 years since Milltown. He was told 5 years ago he would have to serve 30 years. Milltown was 1988. It's now 2018. That's 30 years. So he is now being considered for release. He was up in front of the parole board recently and he wasn't given a specific release date. I understand he'd have to go back to that. But in the meantime and in the interim, as part of him approaching being released, he is on a temporary release scheme and he's entitled to, I think it's 1 day every four, 1 24-hour period he's allowed out of jail, so he can come out, stay out overnight, go back in, and he's entitled to do that once every 4 weeks.
Did victims know he was out?
Well, I mean, that's the focus of my story this morning. The brother of one of his victims, Roddy Hackett, Dermot Hackett, was murdered by Michael Stone in 1987. He said that he didn't have a problem with Stone being released if he'd served his time. However, he felt that he should have been informed on the off chance that members of his family could actually run into to Michael Stone while he's out on one of these 24-hour release.
Now, Mervyn Gibson, who is the Grand Secretary of the Orange Order, was there
yes.
at this exhibition. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the Orange Order are trying to tell us this morning that he was there and nothing to do with them. The Orange Order institution, they've told the Nolan Show, was not represented. They say Reverend Gibson attended in his capacity as a local minister and a community activist in East Belfast. Are you getting any sense, Kevin, that people are angered as to who went to this exhibition?
Well, I mean, what I can just tell you is, like, judging by Twitter this morning, that was the most a frequent comment that I could see questioning Mervyn Gibson being there and at the same time refusing to meet Sinn Féin. So that's really what I think the public have been interested in. I understand that Mervyn Gibson is actually is due to do an interview with William Crawley on the talk back after this. You'd be delighted to hear.
I'm always delighted to hear about William.
And just finally, George Dorian, East Belfast DUP councillor, was in attendance, as was the DUP's former MLA, Sammy Douglas. And there is a statement, just an update from the DUP, saying in relation to Councillor Dorian being there, and there's a statement saying that, like all DUP representatives, he condemns all acts of terrorism, including the evil deeds committed by Michael Stone.
Jim Wilson, who we haven't heard from in quite a long time, East Belfast community worker. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Stephen. Long time no here.
Good morning. What do you make of this, then?
Make of what?
Well, him Michael holding an exhibition when he's out on day release. Well, and how
artist.
Victims might feel about that.
Well, he's an artist, Stephen, and he's moving on in his life, as a lot of people have been allowed to move on. Those with suits up at Stormont who were engaged in the conflict are allowed to move on. There's IRA men now being called poets, and other people going around the world, swan around the world as peacemakers who were members of the Provisional IRA. So Michael Stone is quite entitled to move his life on if all the rest of the people involved in the conflict are allowed to do that in the same way.
Well, how do we know he's moved on for a start? Those people you just talked about who were in Stormont, they were trying to make a peace deal and Michael Stone was in there disrupting it.
Yes, well, you know, what I'm saying, what Michael done in his past is Michael the answer for that himself. But what I'm saying to you is that he is entitled to have a future like anyone else is. I know there's history for a lot of people in this country and we'll try to move on. But I think I've had a real problem with journalism in this country, as you well know. I have issues with them. But when journalists go to the actual people who are being multiple dystrophy, actually were approached by someone in this programme and actually turned around and told them where the money came from, and that money was sent back, and I think that is bloody a disgrace and deplorable by whoever it was that done it. And if it shows that on the programme tonight, you know, then you should ask the question, you know, even is Michael Stone never and his wife not allowed to raise money for charities and do stuff like that there? That is absolutely a disgrace.
I'm slightly confused what Jim's talking about, Kevin. Can you help us with that?
Well, yeah, one of the at the exhibition, there was a collection, or 33% of the proceeds said would be going to muscular dystrophy. Now, my understanding is that the charity Muscular Dystrophy UK, they want to distance themselves from the exhibition. And I think we'll probably hear a bit more about that later today.
Yes, so they why would you explain to the listeners why?
Well, my understanding is that they are due to release a statement.
And well, my understanding is that you approached them and told them who it was and where it came from. And all the money, by the way, didn't come from Michael Stone, because I put money into a wee box that was for multiple Mervyn Gibson and others put money into the box. So if this is the way things are going to go... No, listen, let me say this. If this is the way things are going to go, the money that the police raised, and was on the TV the other week, the money that the police raised from getting it off criminals and off drug dealers and all these people here is going to be put to good use and given to charities. So should them charities send the money back? Because that money...
Right, so hold on. So hold on. So this is...
Oh,
this,
yes. No,
this,
no, no,
no. Hold on. I just want to... Uh-huh. And then Kevin McGee can clear this up for us. So I want to understand the basics of the story, because this has come out of nowhere. So I just want to understand what this part of the story is. So 33%, as Kevin says, of the proceeds went to the
muscular dystrophy.
Okay. And they're handing it. They don't want it. They're going to hand it back. Is that it?
There was a sign on one of the tables, and it said 33% of the sale of any of the small paintings will go to muscular dystrophy. There was also a collection box for muscular dystrophy at the event. Okay? Now, my understanding is that the charity was not told that Michael Stone would be exhibiting his paintings at the event. The event was called Milestone Exhibitions, and as a result of that, the charity were happy for their logo, etc., to be displayed. However, they weren't aware that Michael Stone was the artist at the centre of it, and as a result of that, my understanding is, because of the sensitivities involved, and they have looked at this and are in the process of declining any money raised at the event.
Where did the rest of the money go?
Ask Jim.
Where did the rest of the money go, Jim?
Well, Michael Stone's an artist, and artists don't do anything for nothing. They have to earn a living, as anyone else does. But it's interesting the way you've just whitewashed over what has been done. You know, there was approach made to a charity on the behalf that this was raised by a specific person. So I hope that your great journalism in this country will now turn around and say the money that was raised by the PSNI and taken off drug dealers and a criminal.
Yeah, you've said that, Jim.
Yes, well, okay, yes, it's all right saying that, Stephen. But the point about it is there'll not be one iota thing done about it.
I think you're getting slightly confused. Here's why you're getting slightly confused. You're conflating two things. You're saying that the great journalism that Kevin does and others do, and that you hope that they would call for anything. Kevin hasn't called for anything. He's reported the story.
The charity themselves have decided
they don't want the money from this exhibition. Well, that's a matter for them, isn't it?
Yes, okay. That's okay, but I'm saying you can't have it one way and then let other things happen and then turn around and say that it's okay for this charity to take money because it was got by the police or criminals. Those criminals earned that money by giving death to our children in the streets. Okay. So tell me the difference, Stephen.
Yeah, but here's here's a statement from Muscular Dystrophy UK now I have, right? It says, quote, "We are not aware that Mr. Stone had work on show at the Milestones exhibition. We understand the sensitivities in Northern Ireland about an exhibition, including his paintings. After careful consideration, we will be declining the money raised at the event." Did you tell them that it was Michael Stone's exhibition?
Did I? Yes. Did I tell them? Because I wasn't involved.
But you're the chairman. You're the chairman of REACH. You're responsible. You facilitated the exhibition.
Yes, I understand. We facilitated the exhibition. We had no problem whatsoever in letting Michael Stone come and put his paintings on show, because if Republicans are allowed to move on with their lives and allowed to move up in the storm and the hurt and pain from
tell the charity?
PDR people and loyalists. Listen, I had no idea what a charity was told by Michael Stone, his wife, or the people that work in our office. If you're raising money for charities, I'm not sure that you have to tell a charity every single thing that you do and how you raise it, because every shop I go into, there's cancer boxes, there's other boxes, and you put your loose chains in that there. I wonder, does every single shop turn around and say you have to do that and let us know that you're doing that? I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I'm just reporting what the Muscular Dystrophy Charity have said, and as far as they're concerned, Jim, of course I approached them to ask them.
And then wind it up again. It's not good enough that people's trying to help other people with illnesses, and then that you have to turn around and say, this came from a specific.
Chris Donnelly?
Because see, the oral money is coming from specifics, and that I hope you're as good a journalist and you follow that through. When this money is going to be handed back out that was raised by drug dealers and money taken off people by threats and everything else. I hope you follow that through.
How much was raised at the exhibition?
Within the loyalist community.
Jim, how much was raised at the exhibition in total?
I couldn't tell you because I wasn't involved in that part of it.
Can I say, Stephen, I would agree with Jim Wilson is that there has to be an acceptance in this society that the former combatants, whatever their background, must be allowed to re-enter society. Now, we know in Michael Stone's case, he was involved in 6 murders in the 1980s of Catholics. The Good Friday Agreement happened. At that time, you supported it. But the issue here and the problem is that Michael Stone's story doesn't end there. Michael Stone then in 2006 was found guilty of attempting to kill the peace by trying to murder the leadership of Sinn Féin at Stormont. And this is someone with a background in violence who was at Stormont with weapons and explosives. So in one sense, he's the equivalent of, on the loyalist side, of dissident Republicans. Now, if we were sitting here today talking about Sinn Féin politicians only 12 years later at a art exhibition for a dissident Republican after that dissident Republican had tried to kill the leadership of the DUP, I think there would be outrage.
Maybe he's changed. Served a sentence, maybe he's changed.
Perhaps he has, but we haven't heard that. He's not yet been released. He's only out at the moment.
Well, some of his art, as Kevin was telling us, has a grenade with a pin in it, and I'm telling people to keep the pin in.
Yes, that is.
There's a clear inference there from that he's telling people violence isn't the way forward.
Yeah. And I think that not just in relation to, because we know there were a number of DUP representatives there, but I think perhaps most interestingly, Mervyn Gibson, who is the Grand Secretary of the Orange Order, who has said recently he will not meet Sinn Féin because of the IRA's role during the Troubles, was of course present at this event, which tells us once again that... Hold on a second, please, Jim. If Mervyn Gibson is comfortable being in that environment, you know, at Michael Stone, where we know Michael Stone was involved, then given his status as the most senior person in the Orange Order, I think it is incumbent upon Mervyn Story to tell us why...
Mervyn Gibson, sorry, beg your pardon. It is incumbent upon
Mervyn Gibson to tell us why he's comfortable being in that environment, yet he will not meet the leadership of the largest nationalist party in Northern Ireland.
We do have a statement in from the DUP. They talk about Councillor George Dorian, who was also at this exhibition. That's the DUP, East Belfast DUP Councillor George Dorian. And the DUP say, Councillor Dorian, like all DUP representatives, condemns all acts of terrorism, including the evil deeds committed by Michael Stone. And they sent us a leaflet of the event, which was very good of the DUP. Hold on, Jim, please. Roddy Hackett is with us this morning. Roddy, good morning to you.
Can I answer the question?
Hold on, Jim, and then yes, you can. Good morning, Roddy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Michael Stone was convicted of murdering your brother.
Yes.
How do you feel about this exhibition?
It doesn't bother me in the least. I've got on with my life, and I hope that his widow and the rest of us have got on with it. We have moved on after 30-odd years. If they want to put up a debate now about the charity and the money, that's entirely up to them. It's nothing to do with me. I can't hold any... thinking for any charity. I can't how Michael Stone's mind's thinking now. Maybe he is fully regret. I don't know. That's up to him. All I'm worried about was that I thought that at least we could have been notified that he was due to maybe get released. It was Kevin, as you say, raised the story, which I am quite happy about. That, I mean, at least we had somebody that told us that this was happening. I mean, he's Dermot's wife at the minute is physically not that well, and we were saying she possibly would have to go for various tests to various hospitals. I would hate to think that one of her daughters walked up the street in Belfast and met that man walking down the street and suddenly realised that, what do you call it, that he's out of prison, you know. If we knew about it, we'll get on with our lives, let him get on with his. Any other arguments they want in relation to where this money goes, things they got, that's entirely up to them.
Can I just ask your personal opinion, and I get it that it's your personal opinion, Roddy. Do you think that charity should have taken the money, because lots of people in Northern Ireland have been able to move on? Or do you think they're right to distance themselves from a character like Michael Stone?
Well, I mean, again, I don't think, you know, by taking... I mean, he's offered this and he wants to give it over for, I don't know, possibly does he suffer from it himself? I see him now on a stick and things. Is this maybe his way of giving back something to research or something? I don't know. I can't think for him. It's entirely up to him.
But do you think the charity should have taken the money?
Again... I can't answer for them.
No, but I'm asking you your opinion.
My personal opinion. Well, it's hard in this day and age to raise money for any kind of a thing. So, I mean, if they get money for a good cause, why not? I mean, is it going to... are we going to get back to a situation in years to come? As I once said, the way thing I worked in the health service, are we going to get the situation somewhere it's getting to the stage that if you went in to a hospital and you had... Well, to segregate your blood and say that this come out of Catholic or this come out of a Protestant or this come out but it's ridiculous. We'll argue about anything.
And just finally, Roddy, the DUP councillor George Dorian and Mervyn Gibson, who of course was at the event as well. Do you object to them going?
No. I mean, as I say, that's up to them if they want to do it. It's up to their parties if they think they've disciplined them for what they're doing. That's up to them. As far as I'm concerned, it's a free choice. If they wanted to go and do it, let them go and see the exhibition.
Grand Secretary of the Orange Order, Mervyn Gibson. I was talking about Chris Donnelly.
Yeah, I think what Roddy's saying is typical of many victims and survivors. The generosity of his mentality, and I could see the point, particularly in terms of this day and age, charities find it difficult. One of the concerns people would have would be would Michael Stone be attempting to legitimise what he's at by linking this? And I do think it's interesting that, you know, the charity perhaps wasn't told in advance that this was specifically relating to Michael Stone and his artwork. But I think in the broader point, ex-prisoners must be allowed to re-enter society, and there are people who are playwrights, there are people, Jim Wilson pointed out, politicians in all walks of life. The issue here, I think the most important issue here, relates to political leadership and the leadership of the Orange Order. And there is an inconsistency in perceptions of attitudes towards, let's say, dissident Republicans and how people are presumably looking at Michael Stone.
Roddy, let me say thank you to you. And Jim Wilson, I promise to let you come back.
Well, Roddy, it's just a pity we all had the same attitude that Roddy had. And I feel sorry for his pain that he's had to suffer over the years. And also, I do agree that he should have probably been told, and his family should have probably been told. But to go back to Mervyn Gibson is a director of Reach. And the capacity of being a director of Reach, he is entitled to be there. And he wasn't representing the Orange Order, because there was a very, very small guest list, and people offered to come because the simple reason is they didn't want to make it public for people to turn around and have problems.
Well, Jim, let me ask you this. If Mervyn Gibson is a director of Reach, did he help set up the exhibition? Did he help set up Michael Stone's exhibition?
No, he didn't. That was done by...
But he was aware of it coming up.
He would have been aware of it happening later on, whenever the invites were handed out.
And didn't object to
specific people. No, why should he object to it? He's a director of Reach.
Well, this is a man we're talking about, Michael Stone, who tried to blow up the heart of democracy.
Stephen, I sit down with people who murdered my friends. My friends and people in this country, I sit across the table in that same office, some of those people that I know were engaged in some of the heinous crimes that were happening in this country. You know, so why do you make issues around loyalism whenever we're sitting down with Republicans time and time again? So are we to ignore our own people who have a past and say, put our arms around Republicans and say, yes, we'll work with you, we'll try and make society better. But see, you, Michael, you're a scumbag, clear off. It doesn't work like that. We have to give people the chance to move on. And those that don't want to move on, then they face the force of law, so they do.
And is it your understanding, Jim, that Michael Stone is repentant?
What do you mean by repentant?
Would he do it again?
What do you mean by repentant? Because I sat and listened to Patrick
McGee. Does he regret what he did?
Well, let me tell you something, Michael. I sat and listened to Patrick McGee in Sky North one night. Whenever he turned around and said that he justified... And he's running about with this girl whose father got killed in these bombings. And he said that he still justified the campaign that the provost done. So how is that regret? Justification for what you've done is what people use in that.
Okay,
there.
Would he do it? Is it your understanding that he would do it again?
I can tell you now, when I was talking to Michael Stone is moving on. He's like anyone else. He sees his past as his past. And whatever made Michael do, all the things that he done, myself and others within Republicanism, hopefully that's all behind us. But it's not going to be behind us if we continually try to turn around and vilify individual people. That will not help this country at all.
Kevin, do we know who bought them?
No. I mean, I'm not aware who bought them, but just two very, very brief points. I think the issue in relation to the charity, just to clarify this, is that they felt that they didn't know Michael Stone was associated with the exhibition. That's their issue. And I think the existence of their logos and their different flyers and flags, et cetera, there, they were concerned that they were giving legitimising the exhibition, but not having been told what the exhibition was about.
They were in a separate room.
And secondly, just in relation to the Orange Order, Mervyn Gibson, it was interesting, I thought that he wasn't in any of the photographs. Now, he will hear from him later today and he can maybe explain why that was. But had I not have found out that Mervyn was there, I mean, there was no record. Whereas George Dorian and Sammy Douglas were both photographed with Michael Stone and his wife.
Why? Did he not want a wee selfie? Jim, did he keep himself deliberately out of the photographs? Do we know?
Stephen, you know, you're hitting at a man who's working in the community, and he has a role in the Orange Order. He's a role in the church, and he has a role in the community. So at different times, he may have different hats on. You know, so you can't vilify someone for being there trying to help, because in the Reach office, we have had meetings with all sorts of people. We've had Americans over, we've had Palestinians, Israelis over, we've had all sorts of people coming into that office. to learn about the conflict and to learn about things within our communities. Okay. You know, Mervyn Gibson is part of that because he simply wants to be part of all the good stuff that's going on.
Stephen, I don't think it's credible for Mervyn to distance himself from the Orange Order, particularly given that these events happened on the 9th, 10th and 11th of July. They're running to the 12th of July, so it's not really credible for Mervyn Gibson to say he was acting in an independent capacity given when this exhibit was organised.
Well, as Kevin was saying, we'll hear from Mervyn later today. Good story, Kevin. Thank you for talking to us about it. Thank you, Jim. Good to hear from you again. Chris Donnelly, thank you.